see in these zoning, may bang you on HR one. We're getting a lot of pressure on HR one. Sign. You're going to be hit tonight by Cooper if none. Both of them have been banging on us. Our strategy is bury it with 9 other vetoes. To the extent we can, and to put those out today, put the signings out tomorrow. So that the story that rises today is we're raising vetoes to keep taxes down. Now, when you go to Kentucky tonight, it'll be great hand-wringing by John Sherman Cooper. And he called Ben Meyer for half an hour yesterday about this. Feels really on his political future rights on this one, stroke of pen, and so on and so forth. Rockefeller called yesterday to say, that he's for signing it because he says New York ends up $200 million a year ahead as a state. George Meany has wired, urging you to sign it. But a lot of candidates, Blunt for one, on behalf of the Senior Citizens Organization of Alabama. A lot of these guys are getting free throws to grandstand on behalf of some interest group or another. But before we went any farther with this, I wanted you to get a feel for
the pressure.
Right. And didn't want it to be a surprise if Blunt some of these other boxes.
Sure, of course.
Ziegler sees that the political problems that are going to arise in terms of the answers that are going to have to be given and so on. But everybody's looking at the dollars and at the 74 crunch. There isn't a question, but what it's very heavy.
I think
got at least a goddamn education, if you got anything in this sense today. That'll be the flagship of this sense.
I bet that'd be the flagship today, give me a few more days, let some of which hang out there, gonna hang out there anyway. It's a little bit. No budget crunch next year.
That's right.
Because of the payroll matter. There is a budget crunch next year.
Big one, so.
Three, four.
Let me get some numbers on that. What I'd like to do is work up a paper for you on this, to give you all of it.
I don't want to talk this number, you.
Oh, no, I can put it all in.
But you're.
I've got a half a page for you.
You know, I don't mind in length, but I just don't wanna have all the arguments, everybody wants to create.
No, I'll just give you the.
Let's take a look at it.
Meat and a coconut. In fact, I do that.
We've got a damn little, we basically accept for veterans. Was that job court then? Which incidentally, I'm for. It's one of those things that I just happen to, that, I mean, I very seldom I go for the great society things, but anything that'll get kids to the woods, yep, in my fact, that God, I'm just saying, it's worth it.
I agree with that.
Don't you think so?
Yeah, you know, that's $1,200 ahead.
That was what it was really dealing with me, that was what it means.
Oh, and that $1,200, and that's what it would cost to rehabilitate that kid if he went wrong.
Yeah, well, I fucked my elevator boy, fell apart the same day I was. My same thing, he died of a heart attack. Right after the election. Irish guy, he's real loud, open on the TV, not very bright. I mean, not, he wasn't very smart, but he was trying. And I asked him, and he always just asked when he came back about California, he said he'd never been out of New York State. Said he took the time, he went to Oregon, and they had why, and CCCs.
Yeah.
I thought, what a wonderful thing for that guy, poor kid. He did remember, though, the big Oregon was. Well, all money in this way, that's social workers, why not something a little like this?
Yeah, I agree. And the leadership in this kind of thing are forest rangers, people that die instead of.
But they're not volunteers.
That's it. No, I think you're right. Well, on this, why don't you do this?
And I must say, the older person feels reasons are.
Yep.
Also, it's personal, I mean, you know, I mean, you see all the assholes around that get the money.
We've got till 11. Why don't I try and have something for you to read by the time you're clear of these movies?
Well, I can bother today, let's not do it.
Well, all right.
Let's not.
You're firm on that,
Yeah, I gotta do some work on that, right? Happy, I mean, just excited, separate, apart from this.
Okay.
All right, now, what did Rockefeller say, what's the?
Well, he says, because of federalizing some of these adult categories, the blind and so on, that it takes a load off the states. He says it's like revenue sharing. And he says this would help my budget by about $280 million a year. So he says, naturally, I'm for it. But he says, you guys have been so damn good about other things. He says, I'm not gonna make a big thing out of it. I just wanted you to realize there was that feature. And he says, there's another provision in there that lets us control hospital costs. He says, if you veto the bill, then we can't control hospital costs in Medicaid. And the hospitals can charge whatever the traffic will bear. And he says, that's gonna make a problem for us. So he said, there are those two little features that he said you might have missed. And he said, they're good. I said, thanks for calling, Governor.
Right.
He says, I think you're great, all that for me, and hung up.
Sorry. Good picture, man. What's the argument of none of those people?
Well, none and Cooper. I can't say for none. Cooper's argument is, here's a chance for the president to indicate that he cares about old people. It's compassionate. It's the kind of an aspect that we really need at this stage of the campaign. He's coming across as cold and efficient and practical, but he said this would really add a dimension.
The problem that concerns me about the veto is this. I think the veto an education bill, I think the veto water, but both of those happen to be not forgetting, and then you veto anything for the welfare assholes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But old folks, blind people, you see, basically, interestingly enough,
And then the bastards passed that 20% increase, and they really spent the money.
Is the signing of it going to be interpreted as, no, throw away the tax thing for next year?
I think you could do this. You could sign.
We could find a way and say we're going to do it.
Well, you could argue this, that this thing has heavy payroll tax implications. Payroll taxes are cruel, they're regressive, they land on the little guy. So, if, I'm going to sign this because of the things that are important in here, but at the same time, early in the next Congress, I'm going to propose a different method of financing this.
I would remove the payroll tax to the
general fund.
1%. Why not my idea of the
earmark tax?
God damn it, yes, that the 1% clean water tax, for example, and the 1%.
I got that in the works over at Treasury.
And the 1% tax for, 1% tax for the way to get the value added, well, we call it that, you know.
You'd have to. Manufacturing tax or something.
Yeah. Maybe with what the Congress did over the budget. You could sign it, I'm just thinking out loud.
Sure.
You could sign it in terms of the next year. And say, well, it doesn't have a tax, it does. Oh, payroll taxes are not thought of as interesting, speaking of this taxes, I don't know.
You could even say, this is a self-liquidating, da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Except it really isn't for the next year, is it right?
It is for the next year, but it isn't after that.
Well, that's my point, 74 would happen.
That's right, well, then it starts to take a bite out of the general fund. That, of course, is the reason everybody around here is against the damn thing. Nobody sees where that money's coming from.
How will it be interpreted?
Probably be interpreted as a political decision in the week before the election. The president caught between his pledge not to raise taxes on the one hand and the interests of a significant voting bloc on the other. That'd be the crass.
Why don't you, and I'll have to just say this, that I have requested the Congress because it is pay as you go for the first year. And I shall request the Congress to put up the money for the second year or something like that.
Alright, that's one possibility. The other thing you could do is you could say, I've studied this. These are all things I propose. I consider them much more important than some other activities of the federal government.
Right.
In my upcoming review, I will therefore cut existing federal expenditures by a concomitant amount in order to maintain our $250 billion level.
Look at that cut several times. Yeah, we get to the heart of a few things. We can.
It's an approach. It's a question of priorities.
Well, I've always been uneasy about this one for the reason that it does go to the, well, you know, hell, the hard-hearted argument, of course, John, that some people are never going to get away from.
That's right.
Who the hell does think we are anyway? After all, we've got to take the food stamp thing. Does that make us look less hard-hearted?
No. No.
It's
a buy-off argument.
Maybe I'm wrong.
No, it's a buy-off argument, and we get it every time we turn around. But that's what Cooper was playing on.
And in the field, there comes a point where you may break the straw, break the tunnel.
Well, it certainly gives them something to hit you over the head with. There's no question about that.
We don't want to do that. I mean, the point is, we're going to win the election. Now, there's no question about that. But whatever's going to be crushed.
Yep.
And the champ can crush it.
Well, let me get you something to read. And, let's see.
You and I just talk about it. I don't want to have a meeting with one.
Fair enough. Agreed.
I'm talking about it.
Okay.
I'm going to think.
Well, why don't you let me know when you're ready to talk?
Well, I'm ready to talk as soon as you are.
Okay. All right. Well, I get something.
You know the political argument.
Yep.
No. Sure do. Well, I would say, let me ask you to do this, because not that his judgment is all that good, but he is definitely that kind of pretty good with the, on this tax price thing. I want you to get the arguments in. I don't want any conversation that could escape me. He's too emotional. You sit down and talk to Colson about it.
I just talked to him himself about it. He thinks you ought to be out of hand, but I'll talk to him some more.
I'll get him a copy of his paper. Tell him that. He wants to talk to me some more because of taxes. Yeah. He makes that the strong end of the argument. you know, that lady for you, all muscle, iron, or do you, sorry, it'll be all right. Wait, it's a secretary, so. We should have been in the paper first.
Sure are.
Those.
These, they're not just the funkery ones I see, really sell.
I wonder if the endorsement's gonna come back to him.
I don't know. I don't think a lot of people read the editorial page. I think the sheer numbers, when you get them like this, when they carry on television as they are, get the television commentators saying, the endorsement score is now, you know, 600 to 30 or whatever it is.
Yeah, I suppose they think that's...
That's like any other poll or anything of that kind. Little Roscoe Drummond in the scene yesterday, a good little guy.
God damn right, too.
Says this next 4 years is going to be so exciting. Just really lose focus. You got to talk about this sometime, whenever it's easy for you. You can do a series on that.
Number of people were still, so they didn't give a name, so that would be like...
keep this money in ATW? What programs can be cut?
Right, in 74.
In 74.
Right. If that's where it is, President Citizen, take that ATW and we're getting it cut.
And we would like to have that understanding in advance if this is going to be signed.
That's what I'd like to indicate there is.
Well, let's at least have his recommendations to the direction we go. That's 4% of his budget, bro.
Well, we could just start, frankly, with the, I guess I'm just able to make out checks. You could start with a 10% cut of that, of his personnel that was not involved in writing checks and things, and are not nurses. I am obsessed with the buckle with the personnel cuts. I really am. I'm obsessed with them around here, John.
I have too many people. I know.
We have got too many people. There are too many over in our research bed. There are too many people in the press office. And there really are. There are just people all over the goddamn place writing memos to each other. And we're, I mean, this is, and we're just an example. We're better than everybody else. And I don't mean that some don't work too hard and others, but the point is, there's just too goddamn many people.
Too much work, too. Somehow or another, the government's got to be arranged so that everything doesn't end up here.
That's right. Coming back to this, though, it doesn't make any difference if you sign this on a bitch. Whether they, whether the so-called fiscal conservative then whine that we're, that this is an election year thing, what the hell? We propose the damn things, and they ain't gonna be from a government. You see what I mean? You're not gonna lose anybody.
Well,
politically, we should sign it.
You're not going to change your $250 billion limit. Yeah, that's official 73 number. And that doesn't change. And your pledge doesn't change. This adds to your problems, but that's nothing new. Congress added to your problems the other day in overriding your veto. We didn't think this sentence would be free of problems.
Congress would override this president's
like that. Like that.
Hard enough yourself, but I want you to point out to him, meaning you people like Judge,
on that motorcade the other day, all bunched up.
Well, that had the strategic plans.
Sure, sure.
They just planned and stuff like that.
No question about it.
Of course, it is planned. It's no objection. I don't swivel it out.
No.
I just want somebody else to.
Well, hell, this has been happening to us for years. We've had our microphones cut. I can remember.
I frankly didn't know we were doing it.
The open.
Let's find out what the other side are doing, so that we can have intelligence.
Well,
I have the squad's idea.
No, none of us.
I didn't figure it. I guess Jacob kind of likes little games, so he's running around doing this and that and the other thing.
Actually, as near as I can tell, what Dean's checking shows, Chapin never programmed this guy. He recruited him. He sent him over.
To do what?
To do this kind of thing, to do disruption. But Dwight never programmed. Never told him what to do. Never told him where to go. Only took reports from him a couple times, and then in a kind of a humorous offhand way, because he just didn't report to him. I think that
Cold was very obviously you were able to nail those things right now.
Cold. And I think what happened is that they've been under terrible pressure from this editor, Bradley, to get something on one.
And you mean they deliberately just wrote it?
I think so.
Calls.
I think, well, here, we traced back. And here's what they were doing. They were calling the U.S. attorney, for instance, who's prosecuting the Watergate case.
Yeah.
And they were saying, now listen, we got some leads from the FBI, and we just want to verify them with you.
Yeah.
And he was saying, no, I can't talk to you. Then they were calling the FBI and saying, listen, we've been talking to the U.S. attorney. And he's given us these leads, and all we need from you fellows is the verification. And they were playing one off against the other, and they never could make the case. They were trying for Hulk, Mitchell, or me. And they worked every which way to try and make it. And finally, I think Bradley just kept such pressure on them, they decided to go with it. Very interesting. The Post today puts a denial straight.
Why? You know, I was just looking here. All of a sudden, the government continues to gain. What the hell is it?
Nothing. You look at the spread he ends up with.
59, 56. 90 workers.
Cover his beds.
I think some of this is
I think the Post played the denial straight for two reasons. One, I think they were a little stunned at the viciousness of Ziegler's attack.
You think it was right to do it? Right?
Oh, absolutely. We programmed it to do it. I believe very firmly it was right. But second, I think they wanted a day's breath. They wanted a little breathing room. And by playing it straight, it gives them a day to regroup. And I imagine they've got their little guys out in the woodwork all over trying to rebuild that case. And I think we'll see over the weekend another onslaught.
Yeah.
Well, I think they'll come back at Bob. I know they're doing a column for the Sunday paper that they have one of their women out contacting all his acquaintances and neighbors and all that.
Oh, is he?
That kind of stuff.
Going after him like when you're sure that. You know, they had one terrible week of some of this. Nobody knows you. All of us out of household.
Yeah, yeah.
Yours is better on it, and that's good, he's got that.
Yeah. Correct.
We have a guy around here, so I need to do like with that, he was that guy.
That's right.
With all of our shit, nobody knows all of it.
That's true.
He's an anonymous fellow, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
But anyway. Well, at least it kept them out for a day, didn't it?
That's right. And neutralized the television pretty well last night on the very day of McGovern's big corruption speech. Knocked the blocks out from under that pretty well. Because the denial and the ad hominem on the Post carried along with it, so it didn't ride alone. In fact, McGovern's corruption charges were an inside story in the Post, where Ziegler had not come back strong. It would have been the front page lead, in my opinion. I would have been my guess. That would have been in today's story. Yeah, I saw that. I made note to try and get a hold of him.
Well, is he, would you just give him a whole bundle of...
Oh, yeah. If I
a little explanation this spring.
Yeah.
Well, they prepared a bomb and burglaries after that without Ziegler thing. Or you go make must go on and see the Tribune get how many, all the radios.
Oh, absolutely.
You give the whole bundle to him.
All right.
So you must have missed something, Mr. Starr. See what I mean?
Yeah. I marked that. I had never heard it yet. I don't know it. Hey, this is getting interesting. Yellow journals, but then. You know the terrible importance of a word they understand?
Oh, absolutely.
John, I have Ron, he's a shoddy journalist. He has a shoddy journalist. He's really shoddy. Stick with it. How can you get that on here? See, Ziggler's already.
Yeah, he shot his water pretty well.
Well, I mean, he did great, but he caught up on that phrase when he asked him about.
Well, he's not gonna get another run at it. But Dole, I think, is probably the guy. He's gonna be playing this team right straight through. We'll get that to him. He's,
Robert said that he's making a false interest assumption.
Well, I talked to Roscoe since, Ziggler's denial. He feels that's cleared the air a lot. But his angle there is that there ought to be a fresh face on the administration in the second term.
There isn't.
That's what he's building toward.
Thank you.
not so sure. I think he may be taking off on you. Because I noticed in the morning paper, he said something about how George McGovern was out there dropping those bombs. You were playing poker on some island someplace. So this must be Conley. This must be Conley on 31.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Break. Get that.